solving your health puzzle with your host, Dr. Stuart Yeager.
This is Solving Your Health Puzzle, where we discuss the interferences that are affecting your health and how to remove those interferences to solve your health puzzle. My name is Nancy, and I'm a registered nurse that works with Dr. Stuart Yeager in removing the interferences to health. Dr. Yeager is a chiropractic physician specializing in holistic health care. By identifying and removing the interferences that cause stress to our bodies, which is the cause of the changes in our bodies affecting people's health. For more information, you can visit our website at www.dryager.com. That is www.dryager.com. Our discussion today is on holistic health care and the digestive system. Dr. Yeager, can you explain why this is so important?
Now, having a healthy digestive system is so important. Driving around, I see billboards advertising the need to have a colonoscopy to detect colon cancer. Or you can watch TV getting the same message that we need to have our colonoscopies so that we can detect colon cancer because it is a silent killer.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, the American Cancer Society's most recent estimates for the number of colorectal cancer cases in the United States for 2011 is 101,000 new cases of colon cancer. And then there's another 39,000 new cases of rectal cancer. And the lifetime risk of developing colorectal cancer is about 1 in 20, about 5%. Now, for stomach cancer, there is another 21,000 cases of stomach cancer just in the United States in 2010. And about 50% of those people die from the cancer.
Wow, that's kind of a scary statistic. So what can we do about this?
Well, the important thing about this is understanding the cause to these cancers. Now, some of the causes of colon cancer are things like alcohol, diabetes. But then there's things like the diets that we eat, like the high fat and cholesterol from animal sources. Then there's the low-fat diets that have been associated with an increased risk of these cancers. Inflammatory bowel disease from conditions such as ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease increases the risk of developing colorectal cancer. In general, the longer a person has had inflammatory bowel disease, the greater his or her chance of developing colorectal cancer. Now, other risks associated with the colon cancer are things like obesity, polyps, and smoking. Now, stomach cancer has been linked to ulcers in the stomach. Also, things like a high salt intake, a high intake of preservatives like nitrates, which are found in things like salted or pickled or smoked foods. A low intake of green leafy vegetables and fruits has also been found to be associated with this stomach cancer.
So are you saying that these cancers can be prevented?
Just think about it. Does a healthy colon or stomach go from being healthy directly to cancer? Or does it go from being healthy to something functionally going wrong in the physiology of the colon or the stomach, which, if uncorrected, turns into cancer?
Of course, it only makes sense that something healthy like the stomach or colon is healthy and then becomes dysfunctional before the cancer develops.
Now, do you think that there are any signs and symptoms to these dysfunctional problems that are often ignored and overlooked?
That would make sense. But why do people ignore their symptoms?
Well, these symptoms are not disabling. They continue doing what they do, and they don't want to change their habits or heavy things because they're not getting disabled. They don't realize that these minor symptoms can become major problems down the road. They just don't know what they do not know. There are answers to many of these problems before they become major problems like cancer. Now, many people just don't know that there is this answer. So if you clear up the dysfunction on how your digestive system is working, then most of these conditions, which later can turn into cancer, can be prevented. We're not talking about just cancer, but things like stomach ulcers, constipation, diarrhea, irritable bowel, colitis, arthritis, allergies, indigestion, gastritis, inflammatory bowel disease, vitamin deficiencies, anemia, the list goes on and on. They are all affected by the health of the digestive system.
Dr. Yeager, that is why you identify the interferences that are affecting health and then treat those interferences by removing them to get to the source of the problem. Would you tell us, what are the different interferences?
Well, there are 6 different interferences. Of course, the first is structure. You know, I'm a chiropractor. People think about going to a chiropractor for structural problems. So those are the injuries, like being in a car accident or skiing injury, sports injuries, bending and lifting, poor posture, and repetitive movements. These are structural problems. The second is electromagnetic interference. That's the power lines in our neighborhoods, the wiring in our homes and businesses, microwaves, computers, cell phones, televisions, all these things we have in our homes, and it's just part of our society, our lives today. Have you ever sat at a computer for 6 to 8 hours? How did you feel afterwards?
Pretty tired.
Well, that's the effects of electrical pollution. Now, the third interference is nutritional. That's the food you eat. How your body digests and assimilates the food you eat. Hormone balance. Infections, which is the bacterial or viral, yeast, and parasites. And the taking of supplements. Many people have poor diets and eat artificial foods, which are the processed foods with chemicals added, and they do not eat the healthy foods that the body needs to function. It eventually catches up to you. Now, the fourth interference is allergies. There's food, environmental, and even the allergies to stuff. I call that the autoimmune. Allergies and sensitivities contribute to many health problems like asthma, sinusitis, digestive problems, headaches, back pain, and many, many other symptoms. The fifth interference is the emotional stress. Anger, unforgiveness, fears, phobias, beliefs that are just not true, yet they can't let go of the past. The sixth interference is toxins. That's the pesticides, weed killers, and other chemical toxins. The food we eat. We can have pesticides from spring crops so that they can look nice on the grocery shelf. It is also heavy metals, the air pollution, cleaning chemicals, and contaminated water. Toxins come from many sources that we just do not realize.
Well, we just don't have enough time to explain to you everything right now. That is why we are offering to you, for those who call right now, a free CD for your computer on Solving the Health Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness. That is a $35 value. We're also reserving for those who call right away a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can see what interferences and stressors are affecting you. That is a $100 value. Now, if you are hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we will also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us right away at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and an email address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and email address so that we may get it right and you can get this CD. And you can schedule your appointment. Again, that is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That is 801-943-3355. Dr. Yeager, can you tell us a little bit more about why these 6 interferences are so important?
It is these 6 different interferences that are playing havoc on our health. They create functional problems to our health that will eventually become pathological if not corrected. A pathological problem is when it creates permanent damage or changes to our bodies, like cancer. If you get them soon enough, they can be corrected. People just do not know what they do not know. That is why we are here to introduce to you this basic concept so that you can begin to understand what you can do to solve your health puzzle.
Antacids are used a lot today because of acid reflux. Tell us about how the acid blockers are affecting us.
Now, most people are taking the acid blockers because of some type of acid reflux. Common symptoms of acid reflux are heartburn and regurgitation. Now, other symptoms associated with it are things that are associated with other kinds of conditions, like bloating and burping and hiccups that don't give up, nausea, wheezing, dry cough, and hoarseness, or even a sore throat.
I know traditional medical treatment is done with medications to reduce the amount of acid being produced. Does this mean that people who have acid reflux are producing too much stomach acid?
Actually, if you measure the stomach acid, you will find that these people are actually not producing enough acid. Stomach acidity should be at a pH of about 1 to 2.5. Now, that can easily be measured with a gastric stream test to measure the stomach acidity. Just think about it. The symptoms of bloating, burping, and nausea associated with acid reflux are actually symptoms of not enough acid in the stomach. So the problem is not too much acid, but something else. The antacids or acid blockers are treating the acid reflux symptomatically and not getting to the root of the problem. Actually, they are creating other dysfunctions that can become major problems. I'm going to tell you something that is against what most people are used to hearing. Acid reflux is caused by too little acid in the stomach. Now, this can be proven by the gastric stream test, which measures the stomach pH or acid levels. The heartburn often is the result of a hiatal hernia or gastritis from an irritated stomach from too little acid.
Tell us why the stomach acid is so important.
The lack of stomach acid does not allow for the digestion of proteins, and so the food just sits there and putrefies, producing the bloating and gas. The acid from the stomach is also essential to stimulate pancreatic enzyme secretion into the small intestine, which is required for the breakdown and digestion of carbohydrates and fats, as well as the further breakdown of proteins. Hyperpermeability, or what is called leaky gut, is created. Partially digested food is getting through and absorbed through the small intestine lining into the blood. Now, the immune system, which will eventually attack the partially digested food because it is a foreign substance in the bloodstream that it cannot use. This is a major cause of food allergies and arthritis. The malabsorption of nutrients causes a person to become malnourished, and the B vitamins, fat-soluble vitamins, essential oils, and the amino acids, even though you may be eating good foods. If you are not able to digest the food, but you are also not assimilating the food you're eating, most people do not realize that the bloating, the gas, the burping are signs that, left ignored, will lead to the major problems. Food allergies are born, which create an inflammatory response. Now, the symptoms experienced tell what tissues are affected with the inflammation. When it's the lungs, it may be asthma. And if it's the colon that becomes inflamed, then you get colitis or inflammatory bowel. Now, a stomach or duodenal ulcer also has too little acid. The stomach acid kills the bacteria that burrows in the stomach lining that creates the ulcer. It is the chronic inflammation or irritation that causes the cells to change and become stomach cancer. I can go on and on about the importance of stomach hydrochloric acid.
Wow, I didn't realize how important the stomach acid is. I also didn't realize that the stomach acid, or pH, can be measured with a simple test.
Now, people just do not know what they do not know. These dysfunctions of the digestive system can be treated and helped, often cured, which will prevent major health problems down the line, like anemia, the allergies, the arthritis, the asthma, the irritable bowel, inflammatory bowel, even Crohn's and celiac disease.
You know, I've been doing some interesting research lately on resistant starch. They call it resistant because it resists digestion until it reaches the colon. There, it's fermented into short-chain fatty acids, one of which is butyrate, which has an anti-carcinogenic property, as well as anti-inflammatory properties. Published research has shown that butyrate inhibits the growth and proliferation of tumor cells in vitro. Resistant starch helps the colon cells be healthier and prevent leaky gut, as well as helps us absorb calcium and magnesium better. Things you can eat to add resistant starch to your diet would be beans, like mini beans or black beans, bananas, cold baked potatoes, lentils, cold pasta, pearl barley, and oatmeal. I've started adding beans to my omelet for breakfast, or to a salad for lunch. You may experience a little gas at first, but if you eat it every day, the gas diminishes. There has even been studies that show resistant starch may help you burn fat after a meal. Resistant starch feeds the good bacteria and inhibits the growth of the bad bacteria in your colon. That's why they classify it as a prebiotic. This is just one way to help improve the health of your colon. We just don't have time to tell you everything today. That is why we're offering to you, for those who call right now, a free CD on Solving the Health Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness. That is a $35 value. We're also reserving, for those who call right away, a free 20-minute consultation and evaluation with Dr. Yeager, so that you can see what interferences and stresses are affecting you. That is a $100 value. Now, if you're hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we will also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us right away at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and an email address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and email address so that we can get it right and you can get this CD and you can schedule your appointment. Again, the number is 801-943-3355. For Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That is 801-943-3355. 801-943-3355. So I just finished telling you a little bit about resistant starch and how that can help your colon. Dr. Yeager, tell us more about what can be done.
Now, for the small intestine and colon, allergies can have a major effect on the ability to digest food. Now, I treated a young teenage boy for allergies of food and other things, and the severe irritable bowel condition that was sending him to the hospital every week for 5 weeks was ended. He was a changed person when I desensitized him from being allergic to the allergies, the foods. I had another patient who had abdominal pain for years that could not be determined why she was receiving that pain by an endoscopy and an upper GI x-ray. Now, the pain went away just by desensitizing her from her allergies. She was so grateful. Now, and I had another patient who had a lot of difficulty of digesting foods, bloating, gas, and digestion, the inability to lose weight without starving. She also had her gallbladder removed to help, which was done for an emergency situation, but the gallbladder removed solved some immediate problems, but actually it created more problems. She now had trouble digesting and assimilating fats. Providing the nutrients to aid her digestion made a major difference on how she felt. And the indigestion, the gas, the bloating went away, and she was able to lose weight without having to starve herself to death.
I work with people who want to lose weight by teaching them how to eat and exercise in a healthy way instead of some fad diet that people will not be able to live with until they gain their weight back again after they reach their goal. Having a healthy digestive system is so important to be able to maintain a healthy weight. Recently, there was a program on TV called The Doctors, which I love to watch, that was hosted by medical doctors, and they had a GI specialist as their guest. He specializes in stomach and digestive problems. He said that those who take aspirin and ibuprofen on a regular basis keep him in business. So taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and aspirin on a regular basis has a major detrimental effect on the digestive system. Taking drugs, even over-the-counter drugs, are not compatible to having a healthy digestive system.
You know, every person has a choice to make to get healthy. I use the analogy where if you put your hand over a flame of fire, as you feel the heat, you can do one of three things. You can leave your hand over the fire or over the burning flame and let it continue to burn you. That is what people do when they ignore their symptoms. Or you can leave your hand over the burning flame and pour a pitcher of water over the hand to cool down the hand because it's burning, it's getting hot. That's what many medications do. They suppress the symptoms, but don't get to the underlying cause of the problem. Then there is the choice of removing the hand from the fire. In other words, that's what holistic healthcare does. It identifies the problem and removes the source of the problem. With holistic medicine, we identify the cause or causes of the problem, whether it be toxins, allergies, nutritional, structural, emotional stress, and then remove them. Now, I had another patient that was intolerant to gluten. I removed the allergy to wheat and gluten, provided the nutrition to her digestive system so that it could heal, and assisted her in releasing the emotional stress associated with the gluten intolerance. And now, wheat and gluten does not affect her. She can eat it without any difficulty, no ill effect on her health. Using the 6 steps to wellness, she no longer is intolerant to gluten and can eat it without getting sick. Now, I had another patient that had arthritis. Providing the nutrition, removing the heavy metal toxins, and desensitizing him from the things that his immune system was overreacting to, which we call allergies, his arthritis has reversed itself, and he is more flexible and in a lot less pain.
Wow, these are amazing results. One of the first things to becoming healthy is to have a healthy digestive system. It really affects how your body is able to use the things that you eat and put in your body. I remember learning about Dr. Bruce Lipton. He's a cellular biologist who has found that cellular function can be controlled by changing the environment, our perceptions, beliefs, our nutrition, the chemical toxins, etc. He has proven that in his research in cellular biology at the electron microscope level at the University of Wisconsin Medical School, and at Stanford University. He has been published in accepting clinical scientific journals. He has written amazing books called The Biology of Belief, and the other one is The Biology of Perception, that explains all of this in detail. He is world-renowned in his field of cellular biology and bridging traditional medicine with energy medicine. This is called epigenetics.
Yes, he has proven that the cells of your body can change and heal. That is the foundation of the treatment that I perform with my patients. Your body, your digestive system, can heal as you remove the interferences that are affecting it in a negative way, as opposed to there's a drug for every age and every symptom. The large majority have nothing to do with curing the person, only suppressing symptoms. Just think about it. If they cured you for your condition, then you would no longer need the drug. Drug companies are not interested in curing you of your health problems. A number of years ago, I was listening to the radio and heard the rights to ibuprofen were sold from one company to another for $3.3 billion. That's a lot of money made from these medications. The drug companies want to protect their financial interest in these drugs and are not interested in doing research and cures. That would take away from people needing to take their drugs.
I'd rather not have to rely on drugs that only deal with my symptoms.
You know, I had a young girl with stomach pain for a year and was diagnosed as having irritable bowel. She was missing a lot of school. Now, her family doctor was not helping with the medication. It turned out that she had difficulty digesting her food, so she developed leaky gut, and with the pain, it became irritable bowel syndrome. They were allergy-related, so I desensitized her from her allergies, gave her the nutrition so that her gut could heal. It turned out that she had some fears of classmates at school that was bothering her. She just could not let it go. I was able to help her release those fears with regards to this particular classmates at school, and all of her stomach pain went away. The irritable bowel and the leaky gut healed. She feels so much better. You know, I had another patient that would go to the hospital after eating walnuts from an allergic reaction. Now he can eat walnuts with no problem.
I know these people, and they are enjoying life a lot more now. I read once that Thomas Edison said, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but will interest his patients in the care of human frame, in diet, and in the cause and prevention of disease." Time has just run out. We just don't have enough time to explain to you everything right now. That's why we're offering, for those who call right now, a free CD on Solving the Health Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness. That's a $35 value. We're also reserving, for those who call right away, a free 20-minute consultation and evaluation with Dr. Yeager so that you can see what interferences and stressors are affecting you. That is a $100 value. Now, if you're hesitant to make an appointment, we'll also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call within the next 10 minutes at 801-943-3355. That's 801-943-3355. 801-943-3355. Or you can check out our website at www.dryager.com. That's www.dryager.com.
This has been Solving Your Health Puzzle with Dr. Stuart Yeager.